This is Radio Free Riverside on UAN, United American Network, with the news you can trust. I'm Joy Silver, and it's Friday the 13th, February 2026. Riverside schools okay more than 30 layoff notices for next school year. These possible cuts include 8 teaching positions, aides, and counseling staffers, but some could be rescinded. The Riverside Unified School District Board voted 5-0 Thursday night, February 12th, to issue the notices for the 2026-27 school years. Several of the positions are being considered for elimination because of the end of grant money or the lack of enrollment in courses. Specific positions that could disappear include 1 bilingual language evaluator, 1 budget technician, 8 guidance technicians, 12 instructional assistants in special education, 1 instructional program assistant, 1 learning management system specialist, and the list could change as employees announce retirements or resignations or state funding changes. News from San Bernardino. Victorville man was awarded $27.3 million from deputy shooting that left him partially paralyzed. The award went to Stefan Barber, 39, believed to be the highest in a non-fatal police shooting case out of the U.S. District Court in Riverside. Included $7.25 million for past pain and suffering, $18.25 million for future pain and suffering, and $1.85 million for future economic damages, his attorneys announced in their release. Jurors unanimously found Monday that Deputy Christopher Alfred used excessive and unreasonable force and was negligent when he fired 6 shots at Barber, including the one that struck him in the back of the head and caused permanent brain damage, according to the release. More news on the union strike. Kaiser Pharmacy lab workers end the 3-day strike as 31,000 nurses remain on the picket lines. Thousands of healthcare workers in Southern California are beginning a transition back to work Thursday, while tens of thousands of their colleagues continue a massive work stoppage with no end in sight. More than 3,000 pharmacy and lab employees ended a 3-day targeted unfair labor practice strike on Thursday. Both unions allege Kaiser illegally bypassed national bargaining. Kaiser maintains its offers are generous and has urged a return to local negotiations. And while the UFCW strike was designed as a 3-day targeted action, approximately 31,000 members of the United Nurses Association of California, Union of Healthcare Professionals, are continuing their open-ended strike. This larger group includes registered nurses, pharmacists, and midwives who have been on the picket lines since January 26. The City Council of Riverside faces lawsuits as deadline passes for the $20.1 million housing project. Riverside officials and residents at Tuesday's special City Council meeting continue to debate what the council's January rejection of a $20.1 million housing grant means for the community. After the City Council voted 4-3 on January 13th to reject the Home Key Plus grant funds that would have converted the Quality Inn at 1590 University Avenue into 114 studio apartments for homeless and low-income residents, council members now face 2 potential lawsuits and numerous disappointed residents, many asking council members to reconsider. Another potential lawsuit comes from the ACLU of Southern California, arguing that the vote may violate the city's legally binding housing element law and fair housing laws based on what the organization describes as stereotypes against unhoused residents. Council member Clarissa Cervantes, who introduced the project, said she still intends to bring the matter back to closed session. I believe it's our legal obligation to seriously review if we want to go down this path and what impacts it can have for the city, Cervantes said in a statement to this Gazette. These groups and HCD are giving us an opportunity to correct our course, and we should take it, she said. I will be asking our city attorney, city clerk, mayor, and mayor pro tem to bring this item back to closed session as soon as possible. Riverside County health officials report two more measles cases in western Riverside County. Two more people in western Riverside County have tested positive for measles, according to local health officials, for a total of three so far. The new cases, one adult and one child, appear to be connected to the first case reported earlier this year, according to the Riverside University Healthcare System in Public Health. The child was not vaccinated, although the adult told health officials they had been vaccinated. Both are recovering at home. These additional cases of measles underscore the disease's highly contagious nature, said Riverside County Public Health Officer Dr. Jennifer Shavinsky. Measles is airborne. Health officials say that if an infected person coughs or sneezes, the virus can linger in the air for up to 2 hours, even after they left the room. The numbers are stark. Up to 90% of non-immune people who come in close contact with someone who has measles will catch it. Patient Zero was a non-vaccinated child in Western Riverside who tested positive last month. The risk of measles is no longer remote, Dr. Shavinsky said when that case was announced. It's now impacting us here in our own county. All courtesy of this regime's healthcare policy. Riverside County Sheriff Chad Bianco wants to be your governor, and he's known for campaigning illegally in his uniform. He was a militia organizer, Proud Boy, an advertiser of putting a felon in the White House. Bianco is that guy. And how will we stop him? If you're a Californian who wants to fight back against this regime, you might start with a campaign to remove your county sheriff. Some of the issues in Riverside County have involved crime-solving clearance rate. Low clearance rates between 2019 and 2024, the department only cleared an average of just 9.2% of reported Part 1 crimes, violent and property crimes, which is less than half the state average and ranked lowest among California's 57 sheriffs with arrest authority. Rising crime rates on the tough-on-crime stance of this department shows that violent crime in areas patrolled by the Riverside County Sheriff increased by 18% during Bianco's first 6 years in office, significantly higher than the 2% increase in the rest of the county. The department has overseen a high jail death rate with 18 deaths in custody in 2022 and was noted to have 17% of California's jails homicides while holding only 6% of the state's jailed population. In 2022, a deputy was arrested for smuggling narcotics into the county jail. So, what's the good news? The good news is that in Riverside County, Riverside Sheriff's Accountability Coalition are going straight for a ballot initiative by collecting signatures to create a civilian sheriff oversight commission and inspector general for November of 2026. The Center for Starting Over, Inc. and Riverside Sheriff Accountability Coalition is the place to find them on the net to sign this petition. On March 28th, we will have, in Palm Springs, a No Kings rally. This No Kings rally will take place from 10 a.m. until noon in front of Palm Springs City Hall. If you are having rallies anywhere else in Riverside County, please contact Emily Vogt at emilyevogt@gmail.com. There'll be amazing speakers, music and poetry, all scheduled to be on the rally stage. And you will have the opportunity to sign that ballot initiative as people will be collecting signatures through the entire time. This has been Joy Silver with Radio Free Riverside, United American Network, UAN, with the news you can trust, and that is the news for February the 13th, 2026.